Hello everyone, I thought I'd do a little update about what's been going on around here. Had a few things going on this week. Well, there'll be more going on later too. Wednesday, Janet had an appointment and she had to go. Well, see, originally we were going to both be going to appointments on Thursday. I was going to be going to today. I was going to be going to the OBGYN and she was going to be going to the her skin doctor. And our appointments were around the same time. We didn't do that on purpose. It was kind of happened by accident. We usually don't make our appointments on the same days like that because we usually go with each other. But that was an accident. I kind of did that by mistake. But anyway, so we just decided we would just leave it like that. And, so we did. We just kind of, you know, we left it like that. And, give me some water. I'm so thirsty. Good job. I think I just popped the can off and then rolled away. I find it. But anyway, just rinsing out this bottle. But anyway, my water bottle. So as I looked at this can, oh boy, rolled way across the floor. I'll run into it at some point. I'm not going to frustrate myself trying to find it. It's not going to hurt the dog or the cat. It's empty. Soda can. But anyway. I used to get myself all stressed if I couldn't find that stuff and get mad because it rolls away. And this floor is bad. It's all tile. And it could roll under something. And I'm looking around getting mad, cussing. And I can't find it. And it's like, it's not worth it. Unless it's something that, like a pill or something, if I drop that, oh boy. Then I make Harry stay where he's at. I won't let him leave it all time where he's at. And luckily, I'm very careful and I don't do that very often. But I have. I've done it. I've dropped pills like that. I hate that when I do that. Anyways, I'm putting some, it's like a water enhancer. They're Nesties and they have some tea in them and you kind of squeeze them into your water bottle or your water glass. And one squeeze is pretty strong. So it's good for this big water bottle. And then I just go over to the cooler. Long after we made the appointments, we had a neighborhood watch meeting, and we haven't had a neighborhood watch. We used to do them in June. We haven't had them. They had one this year. We don't. It expires. And we like to have that. I mean, we like to have that status and everything, and that, and to keep all that going and. So Dean got the deputy out here that does that, and there's someone different this time. And every time I try to ask a question, she didn't seem to want to hear me. I don't know what was up with that, but she talked to everybody else. Who knows, maybe she had a problem with the blindness, who knows. Sometimes people do. Maybe I didn't ask my questions right. I don't know, but anyways, I learned some valuable things from her. I mean, most of the stuff I already knew because we've had these meetings, but there were a few things that she told us that we didn't know. But anyway, so she came, and we had that this morning, and then, so because of that coming up, we had to cancel our appointment, so Janet made her appointment Wednesday, and we went to that, and Janet made her appointment Wednesday, and, So her appointment. And so while we were there, they asked her if she wanted to participate in a study.
a skin study, and she said she would. So we were going to go to Camille's, the cafe there, but we didn't end up having time because of her doing the study. So she said, why don't we get pizza? So I called Greg and told him that, you know, she was going to get us pizza. Sometimes her and I eat together, just, you know, girls' day out, but, you know, usually, you know, but she wanted to buy for all of us. And, so Greg, said no, he'd buy for her. She does quite a bit, she does a lot for Greg and I, and especially me, but she's done some nice stuff for both of us, and, you know, Janet makes a little bit more than we do, so she can, and I feel bad, but, you know, she's just very generous that way, and not that I don't do anything for her, but she's able to do a little more, and that's what she says. She's like, well, I can, and I haven't always been able to, so, you know, we do what we can for her when we can, and,
3 minutes and 48 pause recording.
So anyway, we did that, and then, you know, stuff. And she's also very generous with her help, although we know I do help. That is one area we do help each other. I help her quite a bit, too, so. Because there are things with one hand she needs two hands for. And so, yeah. Like today I had to help her with her mom's meals because they didn't put them in the wheelchair where she could reach them. Because she has a wheelchair she has them put them in so that she can reach. And they didn't put him in there today because they dropped him, when she wasn't home, we were at the meeting. So it was on the ground, and she can't really reach down and get him out because it's too low to the ground with her being in her chair, so I did it. I could have lifted it up into the wheelchair, but it was too heavy, so I just did it. I just sat on a stool and did it, handed him to her. And, you know, stuff like that. And it's easier for her if I help her with those anyway. She can do it even if they're in the wheelchair, but she has a hard time with the one hand. You gotta reach into this box, all kinds of stuff in the box, and I mean, it's doable, she can do it, but I think it's kind of a hardship for her, so I try to help her do that. But anyway, and you know, I mean, it sounds like a simple thing to you or I, but we don't just have one hand. I mean, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things she does with that one hand. It's pretty amazing, but there are some things that are still very difficult and almost impossible for her to do. So anyway, but she's very independent with it, but as she's getting older, I think some of those things are getting a little harder, which would happen whether she had one hand or not, but it'll happen to all of us one day if we're blessed enough to live to be her age, to be 75 next month. What are you doing, girl? What? I don't know what she's mewing at me for. What? Not sure what she's screaming at me for. She jumped down off the chair and was yelling at me. What? What are you doing? What? Hi, girl. I'm petting her now. This is going to go into another message, I think. The next one shouldn't be as long. 7 minutes are left.
1 minute.
Okay, but anyways, so we had that meeting today, and then I think I will be able to end this. Then we're going to have a Christmas party on Saturday. We got some stuff from this ministry's place, some kind of a place that gives food, and so it'll be interesting to see how good that is. A resident here set it up, and so that'll be interesting. And so that's what's really been going on here. Today I spent quite a bit of, you know, some of the day with Janet after we got done at the meeting, and tomorrow we want to get some carrots for him because he doesn't eat as much now, so he gets carrots so that he can have a cup of carrots in the morning and a half a cup at night for, you know, so he'll be full.
37 seconds. Pause recording.
So anyway, and Cindy got him some because he was getting low, but it was a small bag, so he's going to need more soon. So tomorrow we're going to try to go out to the grocery store and walk up and get him some. But anyway, I'll tell him about the Christmas party when it comes. So, everyone take care.